Get this show on the road.
Bullshit.
Hey, Bibosexuals, Bob.
Hey, everybody. Miles?
It's Miles?
Miles?
How's it going, Miles?
I'm doing good. How about you?
All fine here.
Yeah?
Just a weapons malfunction.
Yeah. Call it what you want, but...
Yeah. No, I had an interesting week last week.
Yeah.
So I had a visitor.
A monthly visitor?
That's right, Miles. It really isn't quite a month, but no. Somebody came to town and saw me.
Is it someone I know?
Well, I don't think that you know them, because, I mean, I'd never met them before, so.
Oh.
But I did know of them, and I knew how to communicate with them, so if that gives you any kind of a hint. Do you want to guess, or do you want to...
No, I'm not even following this whole thing. I don't know.
I've got no clue.
I have no clue.
Well, the 85 Bears came to visit me this last week.
Oh, wow.
Yes, man. All of them, even the dead ones.
Wow, too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon.
And they all signed my football.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's complete.
I just want to know, that is actually coming up, that is a real thing coming up in Chicago, and if you could just sponsor me to go to that.
Yeah, I think you need to find your sponsor yourself for something like that. It sounds expensive.
I just thought, you know, our friendship would mean something, that you would want me to fulfill this life goal that I have.
I do want you to fulfill the life goal, and I'm rooting for you.
Okay.
I'm giving good thoughts.
All right. Well, I'm just saying, you know.
That's all.
If you can see it in your heart to part with several hundred dollars.
Yeah, no, I don't think I can, to be honest with you. That's you're asking a little much. You're asking a little much.
Siphon off some of that vacation money, you know, siphon it this way. And
yeah, no. Jeez. How much is that going to be if you go to that thing?
A lot.
Well, give me a figure.
I don't know. They haven't even come up with a total figure yet.
Oh, okay. I want the Papa Bear package.
Oh,
well, that'll be $2,500. Holy moly.
I'll have the fridge special.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, Chad from the Chadcast was in St. Louis for business, and he contacted me, and we went out to dinner.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Do you know Chad at all? You probably, I know you don't listen to anything, but...
I have no idea who this is.
Well, he's a guy who's from Texas.
Yeah.
And he's recorded... I've actually talked to him online, and we did a little show at some point in the past.
Yeah.
And he does... He knows Manny the Mailman and Frank and those cats... You know.
Wow.
Over at the Overnight Scape and PQ and all those guys. But anyway, he contacted me and he's like, hey, I'm going to be in town on Wednesday. You know, Wednesday afternoon. Want to say hey and, you know, maybe get something to eat.
Did you pay for his meal?
I tried to.
Yeah.
I tried.
Yeah.
But he was on an expense account, so I don't think he was, you know, like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Well, then you should paid for yours, too.
Well, he did.
Oh, he did?
He did.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'll tell you. So, we conversed back and forth, and then it worked out that I could leave work a little early on that day, and I actually picked him up at the airport.
Whoa, how's this guy rate?
Well, I was honest about it. I told him that chances are, if I didn't pick him up at the airport, I probably would just ditch him and go home.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I kind of backed myself in a corner so that I would have to see him, you know.
So you're forced, like, okay.
Yeah, I forced myself.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest, because that's the truth, you know what I mean? If I've been like, you know, meet at like 6 o'clock or something, be like, man, I'm gonna go home.
Right.
So anyway, I took him down to his hotel and he got situated. And then we went to have dinner, and it was interesting. I mean, I've heard this guy talk, you know, for many, many years now. Probably 8 years or so, 7 or 8 years.
And you had your mandate.
And we had a mandate. Yes.
Where'd you go to eat at? Chewy's?
No, that would have been a good choice, but we went to a place called Shotzi's. You ever heard of it?
Shockley's.
Shotzi's.
Is that where that place you took me to that makes your own root beer or something?
No. No, that's Fitz's.
Uh-oh.
No, Shotzi's is a little bar, and they have food down in South St. Louis. It wasn't too far from his where he was staying at for the night. So
is that down by the Nipple Works?
No, it's past. It's south of the Nipple Works.
Okay.
Yeah, south of the brewery, south of, you know, most of the.
Wow.
But he was staying in that area, so I'm like, well, hey, you know, I heard this place is good. Apparently, it was on the Food Network. I didn't even realize it. So.
Wow.
Yeah. So they have a good pizza, is what I heard. You know, so we went there and had a pizza, and some hot wings and some drinks, and it was all good.
Yeah. Okay.
What are you laughing about?
I don't know. I'm hearing some jazzy kind of music in the background. Some lighting.
No, this is like an old-timey South St. Louis kind of bar. This is all working class guys, you know. So,
like, you two puffs in this bar full of, like, you know, like blue-collar guys.
Yeah.
Puffs.
Well, it's like a blue-collar family bar. I don't know if you ever have any of those where you grew up at?
There was only one bar where I grew up at, basically. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, when I grew up, well, I mean, not where I lived at. I lived out in the country, but in town, in Decatur, they had a couple of them. One was the Wits End, and one was called Eskers.
Oh, I get it. I'm at the Wits End.
Yeah, at the Wits End. But anyway, they had food and drinks, and they were kind of a blue-collar, you know, people would take their families to dinner, and then the father would stay the rest of the night and get blotto, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It was that kind of a place.
Right.
Yeah, but anyway, we had a nice time there. And I didn't realize it, and he sent me a thing after he got back with a little clip from the Food Network, apparently. And I didn't realize this, but Shotzi's is one of the few places where you can get a brain sandwich still in St. Louis. So,
like calf brains, or
well, they had to switch over to pig brains because people are all freaked out about mad cow disease. So, it used to be a calf brain, but not anymore because of that. But pig brain sandwich, yeah.
Wow.
We did not sample that, thank goodness. But
we'll have pig brain pizza and.
Well, I told them we did get a deluxe pizza. I said there could have been pig brains on there. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily go through it, you know, line by line there.
The testicle wine.
Yeah. Yeah, a little testicle.
And my buddy Chad.
Little testicle wine, yes.
Should have made him eat tripe because he's from Texas. Be like, hey, let's eat some tripe.
Yeah, I'll get some tripe and a brain sandwich. But anyway, you can look it up yourself there. But no, it was good. It was a good time. It was really interesting. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I met May the mailman right downtown.
Yeah.
And we went to an Italian place.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then I met Frank and when I was in New York. And we went to a place called Pret-a-Manger, which is French for ready to eat or something like that. And it was just like stuff you'd pick up, you know what I mean? It was all ready to go. We got breakfast there. So this is my third encounter with these guys. And that's that. We got pizza. St. Louis-style pizza, thank goodness.
I think what people want to know is, are you ever going to meet our biggest fan?
CB?
Yeah.
If I'm up, I did try to meet CB, and there was an unexpected blizzard last year.
Yeah.
And I haven't gotten back up to Chicago since then. Maybe this summer, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I know you met CB, and you made him buy you lunch.
I didn't make him buy me lunch. He insisted, and I didn't want to be rude, so yes, I did. But I did give him a hug.
Oh, did you really?
I don't usually hug people, but I said I'm going to try hugging him.
Were you trying to get to his wallet? Because that's the only thing I can think of. You're like grasping around his back pockets, trying to get to his wallet.
It wasn't as humbling as when I kissed Manny's hand, though. Yes, it was very humbling.
You kissed Manny's hand?
So I wanted to kiss his ring because he's the godfather.
Oh, yeah. I did not hug any of those people, I will tell you that.
Yeah.
And I wasn't about to. That was not in the cards. I was not going to be hugging anybody. I shook hands with all of them.
Yeah.
And I was polite. And to be honest with you, I didn't want to shake anybody's hand either, but I did it.
Fist bump? Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with nothing, to be honest with you. I don't know why we have to have all these kind of things, but that's...
Would you wave to somebody? Are you comfortable waving?
Sure, wave. I'll wave. That's good. No contact, yes.
No contact sport.
No, I don't like contact. That's not good.
So, well, I'd like you to meet with CB sometime.
Well, maybe you and I can go up in the summertime.
All right, let's go. All
right, we'll try to set that up, so.
Yeah, you know, maybe we could go around June 9th, you know?
I can't go, I don't know if I can go June 9th, but we'll see.
Well, I know, but there's a certain convention going on that I'm
not. I'm not going to be anywhere near that thing.
Come on.
Oh, give me your credit card. Give me your credit card. Don't worry about it.
Just write it off, man. Tell your boss it's a write-off, man.
Bring your credit card. Yeah, great. What's this $3,000 charge for autographs?
We bought a fridge.
Yeah. Oh, that's an expensive fridge. Yeah, no, I'm not going to be anywhere near any of that.
All right, well, I'm thinking about it.
You can get Smidge to go with that, with you to that. Jeez.
I don't know. I have ridden with Smidge in a car, and I don't know if I'll do it ever again.
That's right. You met Manny and up in Chicago.
Yeah, I'm very grateful Smidge knows Chicago very well, and he knows where he's going, but at the same time, the actual execution of his driving. I don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze.
Well, there you go. I don't know what to tell you. I don't have no idea.
So I don't know if that's ever going to happen again. I might just take public transportation.
Maybe he does better in a van rather than a car.
No, not like Michigan.
I was in the vicinity.
Mary Jo Miles?
That's right. Mary Jo Miles was in the car. She was drunk. Par usual.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Yeah. So no, yeah. But no, maybe we can do that over the summer. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But
yeah.
Chad was a very nice guy. We got along swimmingly, and it was like we're old buddies from way back.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking if you keel over.
Yeah.
I got lots of options now, so.
Yeah, I know. You got a new best friend now.
I got lots of people to fill in for you, you know what I mean?
I know.
On the other hand, you, maybe not so many.
Pretty much, yeah. I was sold out a long time ago.
What's that?
I was sold out a long time ago.
Well, that's a whole other ball of wax there.
Yeah, I got sold out, man.
Well, considering the one guy was just a degenerate. An utter and total degenerate. I don't know how you would even couldn't see that, but hey, whatever.
Hey, he didn't sit around with his shirt off like your freaking friend, man.
Hey, he's still a friend of mine.
Some fat, hairy guy sitting around.
Just because he didn't want to wear a shirt, you shouldn't put him down. He's in his culture, it's fine.
His culture. Whatever that culture may be, I don't know what the hell it was.
Well, he's German. He's half German.
Yeah, I've never seen no Germans lounging around with no freaking shirt.
Well, have you been to Germany lately? I'm just saying.
I've seen a couple guys take a piss in the same urinal at the same time that were German, which I thought was a little bit weird.
Well, there you go. And you know why I didn't wear a shirt?
You could not pay me $1 million to do that, by the way. There'd be no way. No way.
What, piss in the same urinal as somebody else?
Yeah.
I guess it depends who it was.
No, I'd have too much performance anxiety. I'd be like, no, no. I can hardly go to the bathroom with my wife in there. You know, I'm like, oh,
well, that's usually because you're taking a shit, but anyway.
Well, that doesn't stop me.
Every time you go in, it's like, oh, gotta go.
Every time I go in, an angel gets its wings.
That's right. Every time I drop a deuce, an angel gets its wings. I'm populating heaven. So, yeah, so Chad was down on business, and he had his business the next day, headed back to Texas, and he made it okay, which is great, you know, so.
Yeah.
I gave him the quick tour of the city, so what?
Did you go to, like, a Cardinals game or anything? Or?
No, we literally had just a few hours. I mean, it was like, I had, you know, I can't stay out all night. I got to get up and go to work.
Yeah.
So basically, I picked him up at the airport about 3, and by 8 o'clock, I was heading home, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
We had a long, long dinner, you know, and I drove him by the arch so he could take a look at it. I'm like, if you want to go there, that would be the whole, you know, rest of the evening, but whatever.
This is sounding more and more like a date. I don't know why. I mean, God bless, you know, I'm just saying it.
Well, it was just dinner. And then I had a hard time figuring out a place, and I'm like, well, there's this place up here. It's kind of weird, and, you know. There's a lot of leather. It's okay, though.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I had to go here once for work. We were doing some kind of question.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been to the leather bar.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you have. You enjoyed yourself quite a bit.
It was very interesting, I will admit, yes.
Yeah, you talk about it quite a bit.
I've been to several gay bars in my young life.
Yeah.
I'm not gay, but, you know, you have...
Weren't you picked to be gay, though? Didn't they ask the...
I was picked to be gay, yes. I was very much picked to be gay.
Yeah, gayest of the group, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that was the gayest of the group, but... I don't believe there was a trophy or anything, but...
Here's the prize, Ron.
But I was one of the ones that fell into the gay category. Because there was a group of us going around to these places for a project, and And I feel like, yeah, I have to explain now. Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, we'll just call it a project. We'll just call it a project.
But anyway, a couple of those folks were actually gay.
Yeah.
And then a lot of us, the majority actually, were not gay.
Right.
But the gay men. So the gay men were going around. One of them in particular thought it was funny to go around to the other patrons.
We'll turn him. Come here, we're going to turn.
And ask them who they thought was gay and who they thought wasn't gay. And it really was funny. It was very funny.
Well, what are you going to do? You're going to have to laugh along or else be like, hey, you know.
I don't know. Well, I think pretty much if you take that assignment, you're okay with that question.
Yeah, I think you're okay with it, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. It's all right. Hey, whatever, man. Whatever.
I'm thinking you're not going to raise your hand and say, yeah, I'll do that.
You know, I think I got to pick up my friend at the airport.
Yeah, see? That's what I, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Chuck or Dave, or I don't know what his name is.
Yeah, Chug. That was his name.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I was picked, I think, I don't know that there was any occasion I was not picked as gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you have to think about it. The deck was, the deck. The deck was stacked against me.
The deck was stacked against me.
You know.
I think I understand you more now. Yeah.
You're in a certain environment, and so they kind of expect it, you know, so.
Yeah. That's nice. That's good.
I had more hair back then, so that made a difference, too, so.
Yeah.
I think if you have more hair, you know.
Yeah.
You're good looking and have more hair. It's
soft.
Yeah.
Very soft.
Soft hair, yes. Long.
Luscious.
Long hair. Luscious hair, yes.
The Rula Roletska.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think so. But I'm trying to think of... you know, we talked about he grew up in a rural setting, and so did I. So that was a commonality, right? So we talked about you know, the ruralness of everything, and that was fun. And you know, I told him about my UFO story, which you don't like, but I do.
And he enjoyed it.
He did. He was into it. He was actually receptive, unlike most people.
You know, Bob, what's the most interesting story I've heard in St. Louis?
Yeah, well, and...
I'm glad you selected it.
And, yeah, you can listen to it if you go into the archives and look up UFO Roach or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that's the name of the episode. So.
Data March.
So, yeah, no, it was good. It was a good deal, so.
Nice.
I don't know what to say. He his wife called him. He talked to his wife. Just saying.
you're acting awfully weird with this story. You know, as it goes on, I'm getting more and more uncomfortable with this story.
I talked to my wife.
Okay. We're not doing nothing. We're all hands above the table.
And then I got a free breakfast from the Hilton. But anyway.
Yeah. Hey man, do you want to read the Sunday paper with me?
I got a good waffle. So I did not. I had to get to bed. I was tired, man. I worked all day, for Christ's sake.
Chuck, do you want to share an orange with me?
Yeah.
All right. You St. Louis people are awful friendly.
Yeah. No. We did. That was just. I'm just being silly.
Yeah.
It was good. No, he wondered, he asked me, he said, when's Miles going to turn in that CB radio he's recording on? Because, you know, now the setup, because of my horrible internet, is you sound worse than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I said, never. He's probably not, because I've not got good internet yet. As soon as I get good internet, then we'll figure it out. So.
We can just FaceTime.
Well, I'm just, if I had decent internet, we could do stuff, but That's not happening. We tried to Skype and even on the phone, and it just doesn't work as well as just a phone call. So
I kind of like this.
What?
I just like it the way it is.
Well, I know, because it's really simple for you, because you can't figure anything out.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I call you if you happen to be there, and then you answer the phone, and it works.
If I feel like doing it, I do it. If I don't, I don't.
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told him what an incorrigible asshole you were, and...
he defended me, I bet. He's like, no, come on now, Bob.
No, I think he said, oh, that explains it.
Oh, okay. Well, I just thought it was that. He is an asshole.
Yeah, right? No, that's what I said. He's incorrigible, and...
I trash you all the time in front of people. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure.
I trashed you right in front of Manny, man. I was hoping he'd, like, totally rat me out. I don't think he did, but, you know.
Well... He's a man who can keep secrets, so.
Yeah, the Godfather does not spill.
Yeah, you know. He doesn't spill a lot of beans.
Now, Smidge, on the other hand, you know.
He probably did rat you out, I just don't remember.
Yeah, little bitch.
But I got a few more people in that crew to meet, and but I don't know if anybody else will be coming this way, and I don't know if I'm going to be going that way, so.
Why don't you go visit in SmithCast?
That Louisiana, if I was down that way, and you know, it worked out.
Yeah.
I don't think those guys like to leave the house that much. They're kind of like you, so.
They'd put me up if I came down there and be like, "Hey, man."
Oh, I'm sure they would.
Hey, Doc, I want to stay in Doc's house.
I won't think I would. I think I'd sleep with an eye open.
Yeah,
because well, right. I mean, you're gonna get pranked, don't you think?
There's probably a good chance of some weirdness when you go up. That's some dude. You know?
I think you're gonna get pranked hard if you go down there. But hey,
you ever hear of Ned Beatty?
Yeah. we're doing some reenactment on Saturday morning. You wanna come with? Oh yeah, I love reenacting. Okay, you're gonna be Ned Beatty. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, you're meeting all your bros, man.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what happens next. But yeah, maybe CB this summer. Maybe we'll all. I'll try to come up and get you, and we'll head on up from there. Maybe.
All right. Yeah. Why not?
Have a little road trip.
Yeah.
I don't know though. My wife might not say. She may say no. That's no good. Because you tend to get me in trouble, so.
Come on. Name one time.
Name one time.
Yeah.
That you got me in trouble?
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, I think...
Besides that postcard. Okay, there's that. Okay, I'll give you that.
Well, that wasn't just to me. My wife lived there at the time, too.
I know.
I think you made, Eddie Munster mad at me a couple times, and she hit me.
Yeah.
I don't remember what was Eddie's Munster's real name. It was Meredith and
Angie, wasn't it?
Angie, yes. So Angie and Meredith, yes. Angie would get mad because Miles would say I said something. And then she would come over and she would hit me really hard.
My dad.
And I mean, like, really, this was like, she was, it was, she would, luckily, I'm, you know, fairly, tolerant, I guess, but she would hit me really hard.
Yeah, she was a tall girl, too.
And she pulled my hair and stuff. It was like, what are you doing?
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, she was very tall and, you know, kind of, I don't know what you'd call her. I mean, she wasn't a big girl, but you know.
No, yeah, no, she's like super tall though.
Yeah, she was a very tall girl.
Yeah.
So yeah, she used to be. She used to say things to her and get me in trouble.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? Okay.
I don't recall that.
Yeah, it seemed to happen quite a bit because I was always trying to be busy doing something, and the next thing I know, I'd be struck.
Oh, I see. Yeah, like you were trying to get me in trouble. Like, oh, let's help this blonde girl take this heavy stuff down to the physical plant.
Yeah, well, I don't think that was trouble. I think that you were lagging behind to look at her underwear, but that's just my.
Oh, I was lagging behind. I was lagging behind.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Because she basically had on these see-through pants. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, she does. Great. Great Tuesday.
In my mind, I was doing you a favor.
Yeah.
And I think in your mind, I was doing you a favor.
Yeah, I did you a favor and I invited you over to my cookout with Dr. Cheryl.
Yeah, but that was a little odd, you know?
Well, you know, you take what you can get.
That wasn't... I mean, I didn't even see it happen, so it wasn't even that enjoyable.
No, I wish I would have seen that happen.
She basically ate a bunch of hot dogs without anybody noticing.
I know she buried some of the hot dog. I don't know where it went.
Yeah. Boom. I was just like, where did all the hot dogs go?
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Look, look, look.
Miles and his pie plate grill. Two briquettes.
Yeah, all right. Kept everyone's belly full, didn't they?
Well, kept somebody's belly full, not mine.
Yeah.
Somebody else ate all the hot dogs. But anyway, it was great to have Chad come and visit. So if anybody out there is going to come into St. Louis, I will, you know, do my best to meet with them. So I can't guarantee it because I really don't like to do those things. But, you know, you kept me in a good mood, then I'll show up.
Yeah.
So, Miles, you do the same or no?
Oh, I mean, people show up here?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't really want to commit to that.
You know? Oh, okay. So, there you go. So, we're both very antisocial, apparently.
Certain people.
Okay. You're picking and choosing, I see.
Yeah, I just wouldn't open up my doors to everybody, you know.
Well, I'm not... Nobody's coming to the house.
Oh, no, I'd have them to my house.
You know? Oh, no, I'm not having them to the house. I'll meet them somewhere. That's about the extent of that. Come on. Let's be realistic here.
Yeah.
So, if you're around the St. Louis Metro or up in the Quad Cities, give us a ring.
Come on over.